if you point your web browser to www.alaskahumpbacks.org, like I am right now, you get this page, Humpback Whales of Southeast Alaska. Now, that sounds like the title of a risque calendar, and sure, the whales here are indeed showing off body parts, but this is pure science.
So we photograph a whale in 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 30 years ago, and then we track sightings throughout time.
That's Jan Straley, a whale biologist at the University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka. She's talking about the whale's flukes, or tail fins, which have patterns on them. And every pattern is unique to the individual whale. It's a big cetacean name tag that Straley and her team use to identify the whales.
From that, we can tell how often a female has a calf, what a reproductive history is, what their movements are.
And other really interesting things about the whales in general, including this.
And we're able to determine that it takes a little over a month for a whale to get from Alaska to Hawaii. And we did that by, I photographed a whale here in Sitka Sound in January 1 year. And Chris Gabriel, who is now the whale biologist in Glacier Bay National Park, she was in graduate school and she photographed that whale in off the Big Island. And so we were able to say, well, everybody thought maybe it took months for whales to get to Hawaii, but really it can take them just a little over a month.
Think about that. A month for a whale to swim from Alaska to Hawaii. Now, Sitka Sound is about 2,700 miles away from the Big Island of Hawaii. Divide that by 30 days, and you learn that whales in migration can travel an average of 90 miles a day. That's a startling fact, brought to you by years and years of photographs.
A lot of these whales for me are my friends because I know them so well, because I see them every single day.
Jennifer Cedarleaf is so familiar with the whales because she spent the last 2 years designing this online catalog of fluke photos, aided by Mount Edgecombe High School students and, in a way, all of you.
We have gotten photos from individuals off of cruise ships and off of the Isle of Marine tours that Jan hasn't photographed in a long time, so it's kind of interesting that these extra people can be the eyes out there that on days that we aren't out there, when they're out there all the time.
Cedarleaf says having those photos online, getting submissions from other people, and then comparing all of that data helps researchers not only track the whale movements, but their lives.
We had a whale, there's a whale who is in Chatham Strait a lot, who 1 year, gosh, I don't know when, like 2004, lost half of her right fluke tip, and I saw her, and at first I was like, oh, this is a new whale, and then I started to look at her, and I realized that it was whale 556, and she is a whale that has been in Southeast Alaska since Jan started doing her studies, and it was almost heartbreaking to see her missing half her fluke and looking thinner and not diving with the other whales like she would have normally in previous years. So it was kind of it's just interesting to see them and see the changes that they go through throughout the years.
So how does this relate to you? Straley, the whale biologist, says knowing what's going on with the whale population helps humans avoid unfortunate encounters. And she says whale numbers are increasing at least 5% per year in Southeast Alaska.
People will have noticed there's way more whales here than there were 20 or even 10 years ago. And that's great news. It's really wonderful news. But with that news of more whales, it means that there's probably the likelihood of more collisions and more entanglements with fishing gear. So it's a mix. It's definitely a good thing, but there are some things people can pay attention to that in terms of setting their crab pot or shrimp pot gear, you don't want to leave a lot of extra line in the water because whales, especially young whales, love to go and roll in that. Like you see them rolling in kelp or playing with sticks or floating wood on the surface. They'll go and roll in those lines and get all tangled up.
The catalog has been online since mid-March, and it includes research papers, information on how to identify flukes, and a way for you to submit photos. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.